Jennifer Bartlett spoke about these paintings in 2006.
I do all those drawings on graph paper that everyone did at that time in the early 70s. And people would hang them up with their push pins, and all of them would really look very elegant. Well, mine didn't look like that. They just looked like somebody had walked all over it. So I thought, well, what if I had hard graph paper? I could just swab them down with thinner, and I have a fresh plate for the next day, fresh couple of plates.
In the paired plates in equivalence, Bartlett painted the sequence of dots in a random arrangement on one plate and in an orderly row on its mate. Using Testor's brand enamel hobby paints, usually used for things like model airplanes, Bartlett applied dots of color to the grid. She limited her palette to 6 colors, white, yellow, red, blue, green, and black. She said that these were the colors she would expect to see in a child's box of crayons, and she always applied them in that order. Bartlett doubled the number of dots with each pair of plates, starting at the top with 6 dots per plate and ending at the bottom with 1,536. As you can see, the different results of the two approaches are dramatic. In the end, the left-hand column shows us chaos, random arrangement. The right-hand column shows order, nice boxes of each of the 6 colors. To the right, in the work entitled Binary Combinations, Bartlett makes what is basically a color chart of all the 2 color combinations possible. On some plates, she applies the color in alternating dots, for example, red, yellow, red, yellow, red, yellow, while on others, she combines equal amounts of the 2 paints to create a new color, rather than red and yellow, in other words, orange. So what we see here are the strikingly different visual effects of these 2 ways of combining color.